bulk on Here's the Veteran. A toast from this station to former servicemen and women, transcribed for you by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians. Its members are donating their talents to keep you entertained and informed.
And that was one of our latest, by the way, one of my favorites. And I'm Lawrence Welk. We'll be back after these few words for the Veterans Administration.
Thank you, Lawrence Welk. It has been said that a major experience in a man's life can be either a stepping stone or a stumbling block. That's the way it is with being in service. Spending time in uniform, perhaps even being in combat, is certainly a major experience. How that experience affects the serviceman when he gets out depends a lot on circumstances, of course, but it also depends on the man himself. If he returns to civilian life determined to make a better life for himself and his family, he can usually do so. If that man wants help in getting into a productive, happy civilian career, the Veterans Administration has a number of programs to help him. I'll tell you about some of them after we listen to Lawrence Welk and the orchestra.
Thank you very much. And now, just as we promised, here is one of our latest.
Thank you, Lawrence Welk. The Veterans Administration offers a number of programs to help a young man just getting out of service to find a good life ahead. These programs are the right of the veteran. He's earned them by his own efforts and his own sacrifice and service, and nobody can take them away from him. If he doesn't use them, he's cheating himself. He has a right to GI Bill education or training, the right to a low-cost loan to buy the home he'd like to live in, the right to civilian life insurance without physical examination, the right to get his old job back and to preference in getting employment with the government, the right to certain medical and dental care. To find out about these rights and others, the Veterans Administration says, come see them or give them a call.
And now, my musical friends, see if you like this, just as we recorded it for our new Brentwood album. And I would like to express my appreciation, my gratitude, for you folks allowing me to play our music for you. It's always a pleasure to bring you a show with our recorded music, and we hope we can be back before too long. And here's a good closing number. This is Lawrence Welk, veterans over a lifetime, a person with a high school education, will earn many thousands of dollars more than one who is not a high school graduate. If you don't have the diploma, go back and get it under the GI Bill. Get ready for a better job and bigger pay. Get full information from the Veterans Administration.
Thank you, Lawrence Welk, for that fine tribute to veterans. We'd like to add a special salute to the young veterans of Vietnam. We sure are proud of you. And now that you've served, the VA stands ready to serve you. This station has contributed broadcast time to this program in the public interest, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members have donated their services. Here's to veterans.
And from Hollywood, this is Lawrence Walk saying thanks very, very much for listening. Thank you.